That's Jan Pierce singing Adudala, the story from Rav Levi Yitzchok Berdichever of the great Din Torah that he calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu to. Very appropriate for the beginning of Micha Perek Vav, where the Din Torah takes place between God and Israel. There is a great tradition among Chazal of the idea that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the master of the universe, and we are his people, but we call him, he calls us to a Din Torah when there's a falling out, marriage counseling between the Chasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Kala Klal Yisrael. Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph, Shimu Na Es Asher Hashem Omer. So Micha says, I've heard everything all of you have to say, all of your complaints of the Jewish people against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tainus, why don't you do more for us? Why don't you do better for us? The Goyim of the world, what they have to say about us. Now listen to what God has to say. Kum Riv Es Heharim. Arise. Come for a Din Torah before the mountains. Why the mountains? Because the mountains stretch back since time immemorial. Hazino HaShamayim Vadabera. And Shamayim Va'aretz, the immutable forces of the planet Earth, despite what the climatologists will tell us about how everything's going to fall apart in the next 10 minutes, but the heavens and the earth have been here all along. So stand before the mighty mountains that have been here forever. V'sishmana ha-giva'os kolecha. And may the hills hear my voice. So the Chazal tell us that the mountains are the Avos, the patriarchs, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. The hills are the matriarchs, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valea. Hear about what your children have done. We all stretch back to those towering figures in the history of Klal Yisrael, to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu tied us forever. So now, hear what Hashem has to say about what's happened. Beis Shimu Harim Es Riv Hashem. Hear, O mountains, the quarrel between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. They're standing there hearing the words of the prophets, which are not written on subway walls. V'ha'isanim Mosdei Aretz. And you mighty ones, the foundations of the earth. So the Avos are, of course, the foundations of everything. Of Judeo-Christian Islamic understandings of the world, the falling away from paganism. But these elements of the planet, the element of earth, if you wish, from the four elements, air, earth, water, and fire, earth is the strongest and the longest lasting. Fire burns out, water can dry up. Even air can run short, but the earth will always be here. Even on Mars, there's earth. Well, there's Mars. Ki riv la Hashem im amo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a quarrel to pick with his nation. So even when we are being gemussered about where we're falling short, we're still amo. Vim Yisrael yisvakoch. And with the Klal Yisrael, he is going to contend. Here we go. In front of the Beis Din. Being dragged up. Ami, Pasuk Gimel, my people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks directly to us. In court, they say, talk to the court, don't talk to the other plaintiff. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks directly to us. Me'al sisi lacha. What have I done to you? What have I done for you? Can you recognize the benefit of everything good that I did? Ibn Ezra says, well, what's the evil that you accuse me of? Well, mahel esicha, how have I made you so tired of me? That you're so exhausted, you're sick of me. How is that possible? What commandments did I give you that you're suddenly too tired to practice? Chazal tell us, karbanos come from animals that are right there at hand. Cattle, sheep, and goats, domestic animals. You don't have to go far away to go get lions or anything. Kosher food is always available, especially if you live in Brooklyn. There's a new restaurant every 5 minutes. Mr. Broadway is now on Coney Island Avenue. Who knew? Essex on Coney used to be on Essex and Delancey. Everything is readily available. You don't have to climb the mountains. You don't have to go hunting. You don't have to be Esav. Just go get a shepsela. Go get a goat and put a little hair on your arms, Yaakov. You can do it. Anevi, answer me. Which is the ultimate when there's a lack of communication between spouses. Not that I'm speaking from personal experience. Maybe a little. Answer me. Talk to me. Communicate with me. Testify against me, if you will, in this Din Torah. What did I do for you exactly that you're so sick of? I took you out of the land of Egypt. I redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent before you as Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, the great family of Leviim, the great family of Bnei Levi, I should say, that are the leaders of Klal Yisrael, Moshe, the lawgiver, Aaron to bring kapara and shalom bayis between the people and between the people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kohen. Miriam to be the leader of the women, to be the foundation and future of Klal Yisrael. We've said this before, that it's the women who are always seen as ensuring future generations of Klal Yisrael. The men will do what they will do, but they don't always really buckle down and pay attention to where the future will come from. Miriam ensures that that happens. We know Miriam even had children with Kalev ben Yefuna when the time came, despite being a little older by that point. So, I sent Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam in front of you. And what do you have to say about that?